Today is Thursday, the 27th of August, the Feast of St. Monica, in the 21st week of Ordinary Time. John Guerra sings Reckoner. Notice what draws you in this song as you prepare for prayer today.
These are the days of the devil in the wilderness. These are the tastes that have turned into bitterness. It's not that we doubt that a stone can turn into bread. It's just we doubt that we're hungry at all. The cereal temptations of the age are getting harder. The country's getting meaner. Computers getting smarter. The pains we try to numb are only getting sharper. We're going on like nothing's the matter at all. Every valley will be lifted, every mountain brought low. When the reckoner comes reckoning, every secret will be known. Truly, truly, I tell you truly, there's an axe laid at the root. Before the reckoner comes reckoning, repent. Like a game to me, I've lost so much time and attention to technology that sells me the lie that it knows what I really need. God knows it only makes me feel more alone. This is the rot and the end of civilization. When the spirit is quenched by a spiritless simulation, we need no other science, no other tribulation. Some trust in the market, collective superstitions, but we trust in the name of the Lord of crucifixion, hope of resurrection in Jesus Christ.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom his master has put in charge of his household, to give the other servants their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly, I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, "My master is delayed," and he begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour that he does not know. He will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
In this parable, Jesus tells us that the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected time, like a thief coming in the night. Therefore, we must be ready. If you knew that his return could be any moment now, what would you most want to do in preparation? Jesus says, "Keep awake, therefore." Perhaps in some part of your faith, you feel you have dozed off. For example, is there a practice that has slipped out of your routine, or a desire that needs to be rekindled? As the reading is read again, what do you notice from the parable of the faithful and unfaithful servants?
Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom his master has put in charge of his household, to give the other servants their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly, I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, "My master is delayed," and he begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour that he does not know. He will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
We may feel that this parable has a rather gruesome ending for the wicked servant. But Jesus told these stories to help us to examine our consciences. As you approach the end of your prayer, open your heart to the Lord, who looks upon you with great love, and let him search you and know your thoughts. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.